Computer security incident notification requirements for banking organizations and their bank service providers. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC. Treasury, the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, the Board. And the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC. Final rule. Effective date, April 1st, 2022. Compliance date, May 1st, 2022. Summary. The OCC, Board, and FDIC are issuing a final rule that requires banking service organization to notify its primary federal regulator of any computer security incidents that rises to the level of a notification incident as soon as possible and no later than 36 hours after the banking organization determines that a notification incident has occurred. The final rule also requires a bank service provider to notify each affected banking organization customer as soon as possible when the bank service provider determines that it has experienced a computer security incident that has caused, or is reasonably likely to cause, a material service disruption or degradation for 4 or more hours. Introduction. The OCC, Board, and FDIC, together the agencies, are issuing a final rule to require that a banking organization promptly notify its primary federal regulator of any computer security incidents that arises to the level of a notification incident, as those terms are defined in the final rule. As described in more detail below, these incidents may have many causes. Examples include a large-scale distributed denial-of-service attack that disrupts customer account access for an extended period of time, and a computer hacking incident that disables banking operations for an extended period of time. The final rule establishes 2 primary requirements which promote the safety and soundness of banking organizations and are consistent with the agency's authorities to supervise these entities and with their authorities pursuant to the BSCA. First, the final rule requires a bank organization to notify its primary federal regulator of a notification incident. In particular, a banking organization must notify its primary federal regulator of any computer security incident that rises to the level of a notification incident as soon as possible and no later than 36 hours after the banking organization determines that a notification incident has occurred. Second, the final rule requires a banking service provider to notify at least 1 designated point of contact at each affected banking organization customer as soon as possible when the bank service provider determines it has experienced a computer security incident that has materially disrupted or degraded, or is reasonably likely to materially disrupt or degrade, covered services provided to such banking organization customer for 4 or more hours. Each of these requirements is discussed in more detail below. Definition of banking organization. The final rule applies to the following banking organizations. For the OCC, banking organizations includes national banks, federal savings associations, and federal branches and agencies of foreign banks. For the board, banking organizations include all U.S. bank holding companies and savings and loan holding companies, state member banks, the U.S. operations of foreign banking organizations, and edge and agreement corporations. For the FDIC, banking organizations includes all insured state non-member banks, insured state licensed branches of foreign banks, and insured state savings associations. For all 3 agencies, banking organizations does not include designated FMUs. Definition of a bank service provider. The agencies agree that bank service providers providing services that are subject to the BSCA should be subject to the rule. Bank service providers play an increasingly important role in banking organizations' operations. Significant incidents affecting the services they provide have the potential to cause notification incidents for their banking organization customers. This risk is not limited to specific bank service providers, and therefore, the agencies declined to modify the scope of entities included in the definition in the manner suggested by comments. Furthermore, while the agencies agree that incident notification is generally addressed by contract, we believe that this issue is important enough to warrant an independent regulatory requirement that ensures consistency and enforceability without the necessity of revising contractual provisions. In response to comments that the agency should clarify the scope of bank service providers that would be subject to the rule, the agencies made changes to the final rule that do so. First, the agencies added a new definition in the final rule, covered services, which definition is intended to clarify that service providers subject to the BSCA would be covered by the rule. Second, the agencies excluded designated FMUs from the definition of bank service provider and from the definition of banking organization. The final rule defines bank service provider as a bank service company or other person who performs covered services, provided, however, that no designated FMU shall be considered a bank service provider. Covered services are services performed by a person that are subject to the Bank Service Company Act. Definition of a computer security incident. In the NPR, the agencies generally incorporated the principal definition employed by NIST to define computer security incident as follows. Computer security incident is an occurrence that, 1. Results in actual or potential harm to the confidentiality, integrity, or availability of an information system or the information that the system processes, stores, or transmits, or 2. Constitutes a violation or imminent threat of violation of security policies, security procedures, or acceptable use policies. While the agencies continue to recognize that there is value in adopting an existing standard definition, the agencies agree that the NIST definition does not wholly align with the purpose of the rule. The agencies have therefore narrowed the final rule's definition of computer security incident as suggested by comments. Specifically, the final rule defines computer security incident as an occurrence that results in actual harm to an information system or the information contained within. Furthermore, the agencies have removed the second prong of the proposed computer security incident definition relating to violations of internal policies or procedures. These changes narrow the scope of the final rule to those incidents most likely to materially and adversely affect banking organizations, while still retaining general consistency within this definition. Definition of a notification incident. The NPR defined a notification incident as a computer security incident that a banking organization believes in good faith could materially disrupt or degrade or impair, 1. The ability of the banking organization to carry out banking operations, activities, or processes, or deliver banking products and services to a material portion of its customer base in the ordinary course of business. 2. Any business line of a banking organization, including associated operations, services, functions, and support, and would result in a material loss of revenue, profit, or franchise value. Or 3. Those operations of a banking organization, including associated services, functions, and support, as applicable, the failure or discontinuance of which would pose a threat to the financial stability of the United States. Following analysis and careful consideration of various comments, the agencies are finalizing the definition largely as proposed, with modifications to address a number of commenters' concerns to clarify the rule and make it easier to administer. The definition of notification incident includes language that is consistent with the core business line and critical operation definitions included in the resolution planning rule issued by the Board and FDIC under Section 165D of the Dodd-Frank Act. In particular, the second prong of the notification incident definition identifies incidents that impact core business lines, and the third prong identifies incidents that impact critical operations. Banking organizations subject to the resolution planning rule may use the core business lines and critical operations identified in their resolution plans to identify notification incidents under the second and third prongs of the final rule. Under the final rule, a banking organization's primary federal regulator must receive this notification as soon as possible and no later than 36 hours after the banking organization determines that a notification incident has occurred. This requirement will help promote early awareness of emerging threats to banking organizations and the broader financial system. This early awareness will help the agencies react to these threats before they become systemic. The final rule separately requires a bank service provider to notify each affected banking organization customer as soon as possible when the bank service provider determines it has experienced a computer security incident that has caused, or is reasonably likely to cause, a material service disruption or degradation for 4 or more hours. This separate requirement will ensure that a banking organization receives prompt notification of a computer security incident that materially disrupts or degrades, or is reasonably likely to materially disrupt or degrade, covered services provided by a bank service provider. This notification will allow the banking organization to assess whether the incident has or is reasonably likely to have a material impact on the banking organization and thus trigger the banking organization's own notification requirement. The final rule does not require banking organizations that are not subject to the resolution planning rule to identify core business lines or critical operations, or to develop procedures to determine whether they engage in any operations, the failure or discontinuance of which would pose a threat to the financial stability of the United States. However, all banking organizations must have a sufficient understanding of their lines of business to be able to determine which business lines would, upon failure, result in a material loss of revenue, profit, or franchise value to the banking organization so that they can meet their notification obligations. The agencies are narrowing the scope of covered computer security incidents by substituting the phrase "reasonably likely to" in place of "could." The agencies agree that the term could encompasses more and more speculative incidents than the agencies intended in promulgating the rule. Accordingly, and in keeping with commenter suggestions, the agencies have substituted the term reasonably likely to in place of could. Under the reasonably likely standard, a banking organization will be required to notify its primary federal regulator when it has suffered a computer security incident that has a reasonable likelihood of materially disrupting or degrading the banking organization or its operations, but at the same time would not be required to make such a notification for adverse outcomes that are merely possible or within imagination. The reasonably likely standard for notification is clear and more in line with the agency's intentions for the rule. Finally, the agencies believe that banking organizations are well positioned to assess the likelihood that a computer security incident will result in the significant adverse effects described in this definition. Some commenters also observed that the term impair was redundant of disrupt and degrade, that it was not a term defined by NIST, and that it should be removed. The agencies agree that the term would be redundant with disrupt or degrade and have removed the term impair from the definition. The agencies also agree with commenters who criticize the proposed believes in good faith standard as too subjective and imprecise. Accordingly, the agencies have removed the good faith language from the definition of notification incident and have substituted a determination standard in the final notification requirement. Finally, the agencies declined to exclude particular incidents or incidents that impact certain types of computer systems from the notification requirements. The agencies believe that the focus on the material adverse effects of a computer security incident is a simpler and clearer way to ensure that they receive notification of the most significant computer security incidents. Examples of notification incidents. The NPR included a non-exhaustive list of incidents that would be considered notification incidents under the proposed rule, and the agencies invited comment on specific examples of computer security incidents that should or should not constitute notification incidents. The agencies believe the examples in the proposed rule provide an appropriate perspective on the critical nature of the type of incidents that banking organizations should consider notification incidents. Having received only general comments and no specific new examples of notification incidents that should be included in the list, the agencies are retaining the illustrative examples provided in the NPR with some minor edits. The following is a non-exhaustive list of incidents that generally are considered notification incidents under the final rule. 1. Large-scale distributed denial-of-service attacks that disrupt customer account access for an extended period of time. more than 4 hours. 2. A bank service provider that is used by a banking organization for its core banking platform to operate business applications is experiencing widespread system outages and recovery time is undeterminable. 3. A failed system upgrade or change that results in widespread user outages for customers and banking organization employees. 4. An unrecoverable system failure that results in activation of a banking organization's business continuity or disaster recovery plan. 5. A computer hacking incident that disables banking operations for an extended period of time. 6. Malware on a banking organization's network that poses an imminent threat to the banking organization's core business lines or critical operations, or that requires the banking organization to disengage any compromised products or information systems that support the banking organization's core business lines or critical operations from internet-based network connections. And 7. A ransomware malware attack that encrypts a core banking system or backup data. While the agencies have included these illustrative examples to help clarify the scope of notification incidents, the final rule requires banking organizations to consider on a case-by-case basis whether any significant computer security incidents they experience constitute notification incidents for purposes of notifying the appropriate agency. If a banking organization is in doubt as to whether it is experiencing a notification incident for purposes of notifying its primary federal regulator, the agencies encourage it to contact its regulator. The agencies recognize that a banking organization may file a notification from time to time upon a mistaken determination that a notification incident has occurred, and the agencies generally do not expect to take supervisory action in such situations. Banking organization notification to agencies. Timing of notification to agencies. The agencies continue to believe that 36 hours is the appropriate time frame, given the simplicity of the notification requirements and the severity of incidents captured by the definition of notification incident. In developing the NPR and final rule, the agencies reviewed a number of existing security incident reporting requirements cited by the commenters and found that many of them involved detailed prescriptive reporting requirements, often mandating that specific information be reported and including filing instructions. For example, the NYDFS rule requires that covered entities submit an annual statement certifying their compliance with the rule and keep all documents supporting their certification for 5 years, among other things. In contrast, the final rule sets forth no specific content or format for the simple notification it requires. The final rule is designed to ensure that the appropriate agency receives timely notification of significant emergent incidents, while providing flexibility to the banking organization to determine the content of the notification. Such a limited notification requirement will alert the agencies to such incidents without unduly burdening banking organizations with detailed reporting requirements, especially when certain information may not yet be known to the banking organizations. In addition, changes to the definitions of computer security incident and notification incident described above narrow the range and reduce the speculative or uncertain nature of incidents subject to the notification requirements. The narrowed scope of notification incidents, however, makes it even more important for the agencies to receive notice as soon as possible. Additionally, the agencies recognize that a banking organization may be working expeditiously to resolve the notification incident, either directly or through a bank service provider, at the time it would be expected to notify its primary federal regulator. The agencies believe, however, that 36 hours isn't a reasonable amount of time after a banking organization has determined that a notification incident has occurred to notify its primary federal regulator, as it does not require analysis or assessment. Background. Computer security incidents can result from destructive malware or malicious software, as well as non-malicious failure of hardware and software, personnel errors, and other causes. Cyber attacks targeting the financial services industry have increased in frequency and severity in recent years. These cyber attacks can adversely affect banking organizations' networks, data, and systems, and ultimately their ability to resume normal operations. The agencies do not expect that a banking organization would typically be able to determine that a notification incident has occurred immediately upon becoming aware of a computer security incident. Rather, the agencies anticipate that a banking organization would take a reasonable amount of time to determine that it has experienced a notification incident. For example, some notification incidents may occur outside of normal business hours. Only once the banking organization has made such a determination would the 36-hour time frame begin. Accordingly, the agencies have determined that the final rule will retain the requirements that banking organizations provide notice as soon as possible and no later than 36 hours. The agencies note, however, that even within the 36-hour notification window, banking organizations' notification practices should take into account their criticality to the sector in which they operate and provide services. An effective practice of banking organizations that provide sector-critical services is to provide same-day notification to their primary federal regulator of a notification incident. The agencies encourage this practice to continue among those banking organizations. Method of notification to agencies. The agencies have concluded that email and telephone are the best methods currently available for effective notification. Recognizing, however, that agency processes may evolve and technology will likely change and improve available communication options over time. The agencies have also built flexibility into the final rule by stating that the agencies may prescribe other similar methods pursuant to which notice may be provided. The agencies believe that this approach balances the need for banking organizations to have some flexibility, including if a communication channel is impacted by the incident, with the agency's need to ensure that they actually receive the notifications. The notification requirement is intended to serve as an early alert to a banking organization's primary federal regulator about a notification incident. The agencies anticipate that banking organizations will share general information about what is known at the time of the incident. No specific information is required in the notification other than that a notification incident has occurred. The final rule does not prescribe any form or template. A simple notice can be provided to the appropriate agency supervisory office or other designated point of contact through email, telephone, or other similar method that the agency may prescribe. The notifications and any information related to the incident would be subject to the agency's confidentiality rules. Accordingly, the agencies revised the NPR language. The final rule provides that a banking organization would notify the appropriate agency designated point of contact through email, telephone, or other similar method that the agency may prescribe. Bank service provider notification to banking organization customers. The final rule does not require a bank service provider to assess whether the incident rises to the level of a notification incident for a banking organization customer, which remains the responsibility of the banking organization. The agencies anticipate that bank service providers would make a best effort to share general information about what is known at the time. If, after receiving notification from a bank service provider, the banking organization determines that a notification incident has occurred, the banking organization is required to notify its primary federal regulator in accordance with this final rule. The agencies generally will not cite a banking organization because a bank service provider fails to comply with its notification requirements. Whether the covered services are being provided through a software as a service arrangement or through some other service delivery method, a bank service provider must provide notification to banking organizations in accordance with the standard in the final rule. The banking organization must then independently determine if a notification incident has occurred. Finally, in response to concerns expressed by commenters, the agencies are revising the final rule to specifically include scheduled maintenance, testing, or software updates previously communicated to a banking organization customer. This new exception should reduce over and unnecessary notification. If, however, the scheduled maintenance, testing, or software update exceeds the parameters communicated to the banking organization customer and meets the notification standard set forth in the rule, this exception does not apply. In response to comments, the agencies are revising the rule to provide that a bank service provider must notify affected banking organization customers as soon as possible when it determines it has experienced an incident that meets the standard in the rule. Use of the term determined allows the bank service provider time to examine the nature of the incident and assess the materiality of the disruption or degradation of covered services. Additionally, the 4 or more hours threshold should reduce notifications concerning less material incidents. Once the bank service provider has made this determination, it must provide notice as soon as possible. Accordingly, the final rule requires bank service providers to provide notice as soon as possible when the bank service provider has determined it has experienced a notification incident. Bank service provider notification to customers. After consideration of the comments, the agencies are revising the final rule to keep the notification process simple and flexible. Rather than requiring bank service providers to notify 2 individuals at each affected banking organization customer, which may not be effective for every banking organization or bank service provider, the final rule requires bank service providers to notify at least 1 bank-designated point of contact at each affected banking organization customer. The final rule states that a banking organization designated point of contact is an email, phone number, or any other contacts previously provided to the bank service provider by the banking organization customer. The agency has determined effective notice will be best achieved if banking organizations and bank service providers work collaboratively to designate a method of communication that is feasible for both parties and reasonably designed to ensure that banking organizations actually receive the notice in a timely manner. The final rule also provides flexibility for banking organizations and bank service providers to determine the appropriate designated point of contact, and if a banking organization customer has not previously provided a bank-designated point of contact, such notification shall be made to the Chief Executive Officer and Chief Information Officer of the banking organization customer, or 2 individuals of comparable responsibilities through any reasonable means. Bank Service Provider Agreements, Contract Notice Provisions. The agency believes many contracts already address such notices to banking organizations. Typically, existing bank service provider agreements that support operations that are critical to a banking organization customer require notification to the customer as soon as possible in the event of a material incident during the normal course of business. If such notification provisions satisfy the requirements of the final rule, the notification under the contractual provisions will satisfy a bank service provider's obligation under the rule as well. The agencies note that existing notification procedures may include some redundancy with the final rule. However, the agencies are requiring notice in the final rule to ensure that a notification occurs in the event of a material computer security incident. As a result, the agencies are not incorporating these recommendations. The agencies also note that the notification requirement created by this rule is independent of any contractual provisions, and therefore, bank service providers must comply even where their contractual obligations differ from the notification requirements in this rule. The agencies anticipate that banking organizations and bank service providers will work collaboratively to designate a method of communication that is feasible for both parties and reasonably designed to ensure that a banking organization actually receives the notice in a timely manner for purposes of complying with the rule. This final rule is not expected to add significant burden on bank service providers. The agency's experience with conducting bank service provider contract reviews during examinations indicate that many of these contracts include incident reporting provisions. The agencies also observe that there are effective automated systems for notification currently. In addition, for banking organizations that have not already designated individuals to be notified under contractual obligations, the agencies do not believe that requiring bank service providers to notify banking organization CEOs and CIOs would create significant burden. In these circumstances, the agencies believe that bank service providers can easily obtain contact information for banking organization CEOs and CIOs. Given the frequency and severity of cyber attacks on the financial services industry, the agencies believe that it is important that a banking organization's primary federal regulator be notified as soon as possible of a significant computer security incident that disrupts or degrades, or is reasonably likely to disrupt or degrade, the viability of the banking organization's operations, result in customers being unable to access their deposit and other accounts, or impact the stability of the financial sector. The final rule refers to these significant computer security incidents as notification incidents. Timely notification is important as it would allow the agencies to have early awareness of emerging threats to banking organizations and the broader financial system, better assess the threat a notification incident poses to a banking organization and take appropriate actions to address the threat, facilitate and approve requests from banking organizations for assistance through U.S. Treasury Office of Cybersecurity and Critical Infrastructure Protection, OCCIP, provide information and guidance to banking organizations, and conduct horizontal analysis to provide targeted guidance and adjust supervisory programs. Notification under the Bank Secrecy Act and the Interagency Guidance on Response Programs for Unauthorized Access to Customer Information and Customer Notice provide the agencies with awareness of certain computer security incidents. Nonetheless, these standards do not include all computer security incidents of which the agencies, as supervisors, need to be alerted and would not always result in timely notification to the agencies. To ensure that the agencies receive timely alerts of all relevant material and adverse incidents, the agencies issued a Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, NPR or proposal, to establish computer security incident notification requirements for banking organizations and their bank service providers. The proposal would have required banking organizations to notify their primary federal regulator within 36 hours of when they believed in good faith that a computer security incident that rises to the level of a notification incident had occurred. As proposed, a notification incident was a computer security incident that could materially disrupt, degrade, or impair the viability of the banking organization's operations, result in customers being unable to access their deposit and other accounts, or impact the stability of the financial sector. When drafting these proposed definitions, the agencies sought to align the terminology as much as possible with language used in the National Institute of Standards and Technologies, NIST, Computer Security Resource Center Glossary. This approach was intended to promote consistency with the known cybersecurity terms and definitions and thereby reduce burden. The proposal separately would have required a bank service provider that provided services subject to the Bank Service Company Act, BSCA, to notify at least two individuals at each affected banking organization customer immediately after the bank service provider experiences a computer security incident that it believes in good faith could disrupt, degrade, or impair service provided subject to the BSCA for 4 or more hours. This standard reflected the agency's conclusion that the impact of computer security incidents at bank service providers can flow through to their banking organization's customers. The agencies also recognized, however, that a bank service provider may not be able to readily assess whether an incident rises to the level of a notification incident for a particular banking organization customer. The notification requirement for bank service providers is important because banking organizations have become increasingly reliant on third parties to provide essential services. Such third parties may also experience computer security incidents that could disrupt or degrade the provision of services to their banking organization customers or have other significant impacts on a banking organization. Therefore, a banking organization needs to receive prompt notification of computer security incidents that materially disrupt or degrade, or are reasonably likely to materially disrupt or degrade, these services because prompt notification will allow the banking organization to assess whether the incident has or is reasonably likely to have a material impact and trigger its own notification requirements. Overview of the final rule. In response to comments received on the NPR, the final rule reflects changes to key definitions and notification provisions applicable to both banking organizations and bank service providers. These changes include 1. Narrowing the definition of computer security incident by focusing on actual rather than potential harm and by removing the second prong of the proposed definition relating to violations of internet policies or procedures. 2. Substituting the phrase reasonably likely to in place of could in the definition of notification incident. And 3. Replacing the good faith belief notification standard with a determination standard. Changes to the bank service provider notification provision include 1. Adding the definition of covered services, and 2. Requiring that notice be provided to a bank designated point of contact rather than to at least 2 individuals at each banking organization customer. The final rule also excludes designated FMUs from the definition of banking organization and bank service provider. Such changes are intended to address comments and reduce over and unnecessary notification by both bank organizations and bank service providers.